Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The California school backs down with regards to censoring an elementary student who wanted to simply share Bible verses. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, this is a case that has a good resolution just in time for the return to school. This is little Caleb, 7-year-old, who had Bible verses put in his lunchbox by his mom, Christina, and they were for him. And when other little children at lunch saw that he was reading the scriptures, one little girl grabbed him and she wanted it and she wouldn't give it back because she liked it so much.
Yeah, it just shows you that the attraction of the gospel and this little boy who knows the Lord at 7 years old wanted to share with his friends, and his mom was so excited about, you know, about him asking for more of these Bible verses and stories. So she's going to, of course, equip him every day with that, and it just took off among the other students.
Yeah, Matt, Caleb, the 7-year-old boy, takes the note to lunch. He opens up his sandwich, he eats the sandwich, and he reads a little Bible verse and a story. And a little girl liked it, read the story and the verse, and she wanted to keep it. So he comes home that evening, and the mom asked him, where's his Bible verse, the story that she had given him? And he said, well, a little girl wanted it. She wouldn't give it back because she wanted to keep it. And so he asked, can I take an extra one for her tomorrow? And the mom says, sure. So he takes one for himself and one for the little girl. And the other children want to have it as well. So they start reading the Bible verses. And then this thing really gets out of control with the school, Matt. They do something that I've never seen before. They actually send the police officer to the home of these parents.
Well, and what triggered that was a little girl who had read the verse. She took it to her teacher, and she said, quote, teacher, this is the most beautiful story I've ever seen. So then, you know, rather than encouraging the good moral principles and saying, you know, and understanding the First Amendment guarantee that kids can share Bible verses and scripture at school and taking an opportunity to do something good here, this school, as you point out, Matt, actually banned these Bible verses, first of all, which was their first mistake and first unconstitutional move. But then to step it up even worse than I think we've seen in pretty much any other case before, they literally sent a sheriff's deputy to bully, to intimidate, and to threaten this family and say that he can no longer bring Bible verses because of, and get this, of course, the, quote, so-called separation of church and state that we hear bandied about, a phrase that is found nowhere in the United States Constitution.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. This little 7-year-old boy just has his lunch, has a Bible story, Bible verse. Another little girl likes it, wants it so much to keep it herself, goes up to the teacher in an innocent way as a 7-year-old girl and says, teacher, this is the most beautiful story I've ever seen, like you said. And you would think that the teacher would say, well, that is nice. You know, that's great.
I think it was the story of Joseph, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
it was the story of Joseph. Mm-hmm. So it was a beautiful story of Joseph and forgiveness.
Exactly.
I mean, why would the school be afraid to have the students, 7 years old, learn about forgiveness, where he was done wrong by his brothers, thrown in the pit. He gets elevated to a position where he has authority over them, and instead of taking revenge on them, he forgives them.
Right. You have other schools where they're afraid of children bringing knives and guns to school, and here he is bringing Bible verses and stories.
Yeah, and then so they ultimately say, well, you can't bring this to school anymore. The only thing you can do is distribute this far away from the school, on the public sidewalk, away from the school property. The family complied. But then a Los Angeles deputy sheriff, who, by the way, himself is a Christian, he wasn't wanting to go there to cause trouble, but he was directed by the authorities because they were called by the school officials to go to the home, and you knock on the door, lo and behold, there's a sheriff there with all the weaponry and the presence of the sheriff's uniform. You think, what in the world is going on? Something happening out there? Well, he's there to talk about your son that he must not bring these Bible verses anymore to school because, quote, someone might be offended.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, the good news is at that point, they contacted Liberty Counsel, the family, and Liberty Counsel got involved and fought for this young man's constitutional rights, this seven-year-old boy, and for the rights of the family. And as a result, the school district saw the light, so to speak, Matt. I just want to say quickly, too, isn't it ironic that the story was that of Joseph and one of forgiveness and redemption? And here we have kind of a resolution to this that is a likewise encouraging story about, you know, maybe forgiveness and even a sense of redemption here with the school district seeing the light and ultimately making a wise and just decision.
And, you know, the family complied. I mean, they told him, well, you can only do this outside on a public sidewalk outside the gate. And they complied and did that, you know, passed him out there. So they weren't out to cause any trouble, you know?
No, but the school went the other extreme and sent a police officer, which that's something we've never seen before in any situation where the deputy sheriff knocks on your door and it's your son or daughter, 7 years old, who's bringing these Bible
verses.
Can you imagine
the fear?
Problem.
Yeah.
This is the Palmdale School District in California, and the school itself was the Desert Rose Elementary School. Well, the good news is they got their attorneys involved after we sent demand letters and communicated with them and said they better reverse their situation, otherwise they'll face a federal lawsuit. Now they've come back with a legal response from their attorneys on behalf of the school district, and it says that Caleb, or C as they refer to him, Caleb may freely discuss his religious beliefs on the Desert Road campus during non-instructional time, which certainly that includes the lunchtime.
Right.
It says the Savalas, the family, the adults, they can distribute written material to anyone on a designated public forum, including the sidewalk. So the adults can do it. They're obviously able to do that on the sidewalk. But the young boy, the young girls, the children, they're there in school. They don't have to go to the sidewalk. Then it also says that Mr. and Mrs. Savala, the parents, may continue to send daily notes to Caleb in his lunchbox. You know, that is, I really appreciate that, but it's like a no-brainer. Obviously, they can do that.
Yeah.
Caleb may freely read.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caleb may freely read and discuss his daily note with his peers during non-instructional time. Caleb may even verbally invite any of his peers to join him on the sidewalk after school for further discussion on the contents of the notes. Well, this is clear that these students, when they enter the schoolhouse gate, they don't shed their constitutional rights. They take it with them. And in between class, before and after school, during non-instructional times, such as during the cafeteria lunch period, they can engage in free speech. They can talk about secular things. They can talk about Christian things. They can hand out secular literature like birthday cards. They can hand out gospel tracts as well. They can hand out these Bible verses as Caleb was doing and will be able to continue to do.
And you know, Matt, it's so important that parents know that when they send their child off to school, that they do have the constitutional rights to share their faith during these non-instructional times. And if they're ever given any grief about that, they do need to contact us like this parent did.
Well, and that's exactly right, because otherwise what would happen here, just imagine Liberty Counsel, Matt, not being involved. Here, this little boy would have been told, and his parents would have gotten the message that it is absolutely illegal, so much so that you're actually having to confront the law enforcement authorities.
It's crazy.
Well, it's been completely flipped on its head here. Here, in order to secure the separation of church and state, so-called, this school violated the First Amendment. They actually engaged in viewpoint discrimination, so it was actually reversed. They violated the Constitution in a so-called effort to defend the Constitution.
They did, you know, in trying to protect the Constitution, which they obviously have no idea what that is.
Right.
They violated it. Now, sometimes these schools may think they're doing the right thing, and we'll give them the benefit of the doubt until we find out otherwise. But whether they think they're doing the right thing or whether they have an outright agenda doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, they have to respect the Constitution and the rights of these boys and girls to engage in Christian viewpoints and messages and speech, including both verbal and written. We have a booklet. It's a pocket-sized booklet. It's part of our Patriot Handbook series. It's called The Patriot's Handbook on Religious Freedom in Public Schools, Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools. We have sent this little handbook to all the nearly 100,000 K-12 principals in the United States. We sent them all over the country. So your principal would have gotten one of these, but you need to get one of these and make sure your teachers and principals and the vice principals have one as well. You can order them by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also call 407-875-1776, and you can ask for the Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools. We have a number of them in the series, one that just has the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, one on Israel, the Second Amendment, Sharia law, and many other topics as well. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.